In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. I was thinking today a little bit about weddings, because it seems to be that's what I've been doing for the last few months, which is quite a blessing. The weddings have been here, but they've also been out of town as well. One particular wedding that I remember telling you a little bit about was in New Orleans. Presbyteria and I had the opportunity to go down there. I'd never been there before, and we got to experience all the different sites, and we had a really good time. And one of the things that really made an impression on me is that we would be walking down one of the streets, and all of a sudden there seemed to be just like a parade, right? There were music and bands, and people were marching down the streets. It was quite an amazing thing to see. I discovered, though, that they also tend to do that when they have funerals, right? They'll have kind of a parade, and they'll have a band, and I assume maybe people will dance a little bit as well. And I think the idea is to celebrate with joy the memory of the person who has passed away. For me, it also brought to mind the idea of what St. Paul asks us to do, which is to grieve with hope, the hope in the resurrection. There is certainly sadness in the loss of a loved one, of course, but the parade reminds me that there also is a resurrection. And in that resurrection, we find hope and we find joy for the loved one, but also we find these things for ourselves. Because the foundation for all of this is found in our Lord and Savior, who came to us with compassion to share in our pain in order to raise us above it. And all of this is exactly what we witnessed in this morning's gospel reading. In our reading, we heard of a woman who was a widow who lost her only son. In our reading, we witnessed two groups, two parades, kind of come together. In our reading, we saw what happens when joy meets sadness. We saw what happens when the author of life meets death. And we see what happens as well when our Lord identifies with us and shows compassion to a struggling woman. Today's reading is one that is a bit short, but it is one that reminds us of what the Lord came to do for all of us, that he came to walk with us through our struggles, that he came not to show us our failings, but to suffer with us, and he came to lift us above our pain. Today, let us consider this widow and the compassion our Lord showed her, believing that the same compassion is offered to each and every one of us. So our reading today comes again from the Gospel of St. Luke, and it comes from the 7th chapter. And our reading this morning begins with these words. It says, "At that time, Jesus went to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him." It's important that we consider why the great crowd. What was happening there? Well, if you go to the beginning of this chapter, you see a familiar healing, and that was that of the centurion's servant. And if we remember in Luke's version, there was a centurion who had this sick man, and some of the elders of Jerusalem went to the Lord, and they said, "Come, there's a man, a centurion, who's good to the nation. Come and heal his servant." So the Lord says, "Fine, I'll do that." So while he was on his way to do this, a couple of the centurion's friends come out to him, and they tell him to stop. They said, the centurion says, "You don't have to come to the house." He said, "All you have to do is say a word." The Lord, of course, was amazed, and he did exactly that. He said the word, and the man was healed. And that is the reason for the crowd. They follow Jesus with joy and with hope. Joy because they knew what this man had done for the centurion's servant. Hope because maybe he was the one that would free them from their suffering. Then we have another crowd, another parade of sorts, and this time the reading says, as he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. Here we have another group, a group who were full of sadness and hopelessness. We have a woman who had already suffered loss, we know because she was a widow, and she now buries her only son. And this is tragic on a number of levels. Remember, at that time, a woman could not buy or sell property. Her ability to sustain herself was tied to having a man around the house. So she not only lost a treasured child, but she also lost a way to sustain herself. And this is the scene that Luke offers for us. He offers us this powerful visual. On the one hand, you have a crowd that is filled with joy and hope. And on the other hand, you have a crowd that is filled with hopelessness. And all of a sudden, they come together. And in the midst of that crowd, in the middle of it all, is Christ himself. And the reading simply states, "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion." It's important, though, that we take a moment and consider this important word, compassion. The word literally means to suffer with, to see the pain of another and not only recognize it on an intellectual level, but to really feel it. And we get that sense when we look at the Greek word for compassion. It is sphlegmizome, and that word comes from sphlegma, which means the intestines. So we get this idea that the feeling the Lord had was a deep, guttural feeling towards her. It wasn't just on an intellectual level, but he really felt her pain. And what does he do? He acts. He goes to the woman and he says simply to her, he says, "Do not weep." He stops the procession and says, "Young man, I say to you, arise." One can only imagine the joy, the wonder, the hope that all of them felt in witnessing this event. For me, as I read this and I thought about what I was going to offer to you at the end here, I thought about one thing that I wanted to say. And what I was thinking of was more of a reminder that the compassion that the Lord showed to her is the very same compassion that he offers to each and every one of us who are in this church. Everything Christ did was to bring himself to us, to our level, in order to lift all of us up. He identified totally with us, and he shared in our suffering, and he continues to do that. And whatever loss we may be feeling, whatever pain we may have, he has compassion. And then as one author wrote, God's compassion is total, absolute, unconditional, and without reservation. This is what he offers all of us. My family in Christ, as we continue with the liturgy and the rest of our day, let us take a moment to be reminded of Christ's great love. Let us be reminded of his compassion. Let us remember that this compassion, this love, is directed at all of us. May our Lord, who shows us unconditional love and compassion, continue to guide us and strengthen each of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.